Hello and welcome to Chapter 10, Project Risk, Success Factors and Failures. So in this chapter, we are going to discuss about characteristics of risk, types of project risk management, tools and techniques for risk management, definition of what is a project success and how to handle failures, how to do a health checkup and health checks and audits in a project. So risk is something that might impact how well your project goes. It's an uncertain thing that if it happens can make things better or worse for achieving project goals. So as part of the entire project phase, the project manager should always be looking for a risk that is going to be proactively have to be looking for a risk that may come in the future. Every project has risk, and that's normal because business involves uncertainty and taking chances. Projects have limitations and uncertainty, and risk is a mix of both. So whenever there is a limitation, uncertainties are going to be there, obviously risk will be there. To make risk smaller in a project, we can either remove limitations or work on making uncertainties less uncertain. So that we have to ensure that the work, the project is continuing without all these particular risks and avoid, we cannot avoid risk, but we can reduce the risk, risk is coming into place. What are the characteristics of risk? Every project and organization encounters varying risk influenced by factors like business type, product and team skills. So if the team is not properly skilled, that is also a risk. And if based on the business type, which is going to be constant changing, that is also a risk. And product, if the product is going to be going for a constant change, that is also a risk. Risk possesses common features, uncertainty, likelihood, impact, magnitude, effects, positive or negative effect, risk categories, and precision in measurements. So magnitude is nothing but exposure that is going to be coming for the business, and the probability of some event happening is also a risk. Identifying and understanding risk aids in devising strategies for prevention and mitigation within a project or organization. So many of the risks cannot be avoided but can be mitigated. Some of the common characteristics of risks are uncertain event, something may or may not happen, probability, the likelihood that the risk will occur. So impact, the degree to which the risk affects the project. So the project manager should see all these three items, where the event is going to happen or not, and based on the probability and impact, and take a decision whether it is fine or not and how he is going to mitigate the risk. Exposure. What is going to be the magnitude of the risk? So if it is going to be 100% risk or it is going to be 10% risk, so what is going to be the exposure of the specific risk? Effect. Project risk can be positive. A new market segment, as an example, a new market segment which might open due to some external factors, which results in the benefit and improvement of the entire project. Or negative. Cost escalation, environmental factors, like example, COVID has come in between suddenly, it is a negative effect of a specific risk. Risk category depends on types of risk. So risk category can be low, medium, high, based on the type of risk that is going to come. Precision, matrix showing the probability and risk severity. So what are the types of project risk? We can see projects encounter diverse risks, especially in complex scenarios. The project manager plays a crucial role in identifying and managing this risk to ensure that they don't hinder the project's progress. So always the project manager should be proactively thinking of how exactly the risk may come and how exactly this is going to be mitigated. Typical project risk are several key risks needed which needs attention immediately, or project scope risk. There obviously, when if the project scope is going to be increasing or reducing, that is a risk that is going to be happening. Or change in the project scope is a definite risk for the timeline and for the resources that are going to be considered for this particular project. The risk of missing activities in scope of definition, leading to complexity and uncontrolled changes. Dependencies and inaccurate estimates impact schedule and cost. How to mitigate this particular risk is by having a proper discussion with the client, technical team and the business analyst team, people who are outside the particular project also has to be taken considered for the specific discussions. Experts outside the business also has to be considered for discussion in these cases. Resource risk. Managing managing personal related issues in big projects is crucial. Attrition and lack of skilled team members can cause delays and reduce productivity. Some of the projects which are running based on the key people in the entire project, skilled projects, skilled people, suddenly if they leave this particular place, then it becomes a very big risk for the entire thing. How to mitigate this particular risk is that ensure that the knowledge transfer continuously keeps changing and champions are getting built up again and again in the entire team, entire project. Team attitudes. Negative team attitudes can sabotage project efforts, especially in long-running projects. How to mitigate this particular risk is to ensure that team is getting constantly being discussed upon and ensure that negativity is not traveling between multiple people. Technology risks. Defects, service provider failures, or outdated platforms can lead to delays. How to mitigate this particular thing is that before ensuring the technology is getting deployed, we have to ensure that this is going to be there for at least for the near future. Security vulnerabilities. Security incidents like critical information leaks can hinder project progress. So how to mitigate this particular thing is ensure that non-disclosure agreement, NDA in short, is being handled properly with the resources that are working on this particular project. Scheduling risk, natural factors, estimation errors, and supply delays can disrupt project timelines. How to mitigate? We have to ensure that all the natural factors are also considered into the place, and some of the cases like natural factors, like example COVID, which has come in between suddenly without any intimation, the project manager cannot be in a position to handle this particular kind of things, which has to be handled, which has to be discussed with the client and ensure that timelines are getting changed as per the requirement. Lack of management support. Insufficient top management support and stakeholder conflicts can hinder project success. How to mitigate is having a proper communication and be open on what SLA is happening at the project to the specific respective stakeholders. Change management. A formal system for handling changes is critical to prevent complexity and stakeholder conflicts. How to mitigate this particular thing is to ensure that change management is proper and change manager is there who will ensure that the change management are happening properly, noted, recorded, and discussed with the stakeholders, and their concurrence is happening for each and every change that is happening in the project. Communication. Misinterpretation of requirements due to inadequate communication can create gaps between expectations and outcomes. How to mitigate is to have a better communication plan and ensure that the communication is being handled and properly given to the customers and their concurrence has happened for each of the communication that is happening with the stakeholders. User-related risk. Inaccurate user expectation can lead to project roadblocks. And how to mitigate this particular risk is that ensuring the end user is being consulted before any and each and every development that is happening in the entire solution. Project management. Lack of effective project management and accountability can halt progress. How to ensure is that project manager also should be keep upgrading himself and ensure that the project manager is aware of what is happening in the industry and the failures of the previous projects are taken into consideration before the project is getting started. Organization culture, very important, which is happening in many of the projects, is that the culture of the organization is different from the culture of the person who is doing the implementation. Misalignment with the organization culture and can affect project outcomes. So the project team has to understand what exactly is the culture that is happening in the organization. If that too, more specifically, when it is a multi-country project that is going there, that is happening, then the organization culture has to be understood by the project team. Architecture and design risk. Inflexible architecture and poor design impact change requires. Mitigation for this particular thing is to ensure that the design is flexible for making any changes. Cost management. Inaccurate cost estimates can lead to budget overruns. Ensure that to mitigate this particular cost management risk, it has to ensure that cost estimates have a buffer in place so that the budget overruns cannot happen. And also at the same time, it has to be ensured that the buffer is not on the very high side. Integration risk. Failure to integrate the existing systems hamper project success. Mitigation for this particular thing to understand what are the different systems that are there in the organization and ensure that the integration discussion is happening with multiple people and testing, proper testing, integration testing is there as part of the project scope. Strategy requirement misalignment, project requirements conflicting with business strategy can pose a risk. To ensure this particular thing is not going to mitigate this particular risk, you have to ensure, the project manager should ensure that the strategies aligned with the respective organization and the project goal. Vendor relationships, conflicts with vendors and can lead to project delays and issues. To mitigate this risk, communication should be proper, to be open with the vendor and ensure that the vendors are providing on time, and whenever there is an issue, red flag is being raised by the project management. Approvals and red tape. Delays in approvals and complex processes impact project timelines. To mitigate this particular risk, red flags for whenever there is a delay that is happening should be raised by the project management. Regulatory risks. Legal and regulatory changes must be considered during the project life cycle. So there could be a sudden change that is coming from the regulatory perspective, which has to be handled. Some of the cases, if it is not getting handled, it has to be informed properly to the project sponsor. Acts of nature. Natural disasters can impact projects. This has to be informed to the project management and project sponsor to ensure that they understand the delay, the reason for the specific delay, and proceed further. And again, for another improvement for this particular natural disaster is that to ensure that in the current online work from home culture, you have to ensure that the team is working across the entire country or across the entire universe, so that people can, if there is a natural disaster is going to happen in a specific area, the other team is in a position to handle the disaster and ensure that time the delivery is happening on time. Commercial risk, market crashes, demand issues, and product quality can affect business outcomes. Obviously, product quality is in the hands of the project team. They have to ensure that the product is quality is proper. And of course, if there is a incoming quality is not proper, this particular risk is going to be there. To mitigate this particular thing, proper agreement should be there with the respective product teams. With the customer teams, project sponsor, to ensure that the mitigation from the person who is doing the project is handled. Let us see how the project risk management, when we are discussing about each of the risks, we can discuss about what is going to be the mitigation plan for each and every item. But still, let us see how we can handle this management of the project risk. Implementing projects in any organizations come with inherent risks. Risk management involves using systems and tools to systematically analyze, identify, measure, classify, and handle risk to achieve objectives. The goal is to create an efficient plan that reduces the negative effects of risk on both project risk success and business earnings. Risk management is crucial in project management, and obviously it should be part of the project manager's view. It involves identifying, prioritizing, proactively thinking of what is going to be the next risk, and assessing risks, then using resources in a coordinated way to minimize and control the impact of uncertain events. This helps seize opportunities and optimize outcomes. Obviously, each risk is going to be an opportunity also. The benefit of project risk management are significant. Addressing uncertain events proactively minimizes the impact of threats and allows for seizing opportunities. This leads to on-time, within-budget project delivery with expected quality. Team members and clients are more satisfied since there is no last-minute scrambling due to risk. Obviously, proactiveness of the project team is going to help in these cases. Effective risk management has identified, this is the cycle of an effective risk management: identify risks, communicate the risk to the stakeholders, prioritize risk on what exactly is going to be the prioritization of the risk based on the what exactly is the issue. Analyze risk, identify what are the issues, is it positive or negative. Response to risk, you have to respond to specific risk. And risk log has to be maintained. And again, it is a cycle that will start from identify risk. Risk management embedded, threats and opportunities. So, like we had discussed, each risk is a threat or opportunity. If it is a positive risk, it becomes opportunity. If it is negative risk, it becomes threat. These guidelines help in implementing risk management successfully in a project. Embed risk management, incorporate risk management into the project's daily operations. So, it should be embedded and it should not be a separate thing that is running in the back of the mind of people. Professional project management teams ensure everyone knows about it. Whenever there is a risk that is there, all the people are informed well in advance that there is a risk that is there. Identify risks. Continuously identify potential project risks throughout its life cycle. Assess risk based on their impact on success, schedule, cost, result, productivity, and quality. Risk communication. Regularly discuss project teams, discuss project team risks in team meetings. Ensure that the team is aware of what actually are the risks that are there happening on a daily basis. Share major risks with clients or sponsors for decisions and implementation by the project manager. Prioritize risks. Focus on risks with the greatest impact. Prioritize objectively based on predefined criteria. Giving attention to high impact showstopper risks. Analyze risks. Understand the risks by analyzing the causes, immediate and long-term effects, and influencing factors. Categorize effects in terms of cost, time, and quality. Plan and implement response. Create a response plan to prevent or minimize the risk. Strategically address causes and negative effects to manage or reduce the risk effectively. Maintain a risk log. Whatever is a risk that we have seen, just ensure that this is getting logged in a risk log. Keep a record of project risk, responses, and progress. Use it to inform team members and stakeholders about risks, their causes, plans, and actions. Threats and opportunities. Consider both negative and positive risks. Positive risks are opportunities that benefit the project and organization. Handle opportunities and threats effectively for successful risk management. Now let us see what are the tools and techniques that are used for risk management. There are tools and techniques to assist with risk identification, which can be used depending on the project and the types of potential risks. Some of these techniques are Delphi technique, which we already discussed, root cause analysis. For any of the risk, we have to ensure the root cause analysis is done. SWOT analysis, we had discussed this particular thing. Cause and effect diagramming, influence diagramming, flow charting, brainstorming, and interviewing. So let us define what exactly is a project success about. A successful project is typically defined as one that accomplishes all the agreed upon project objectives. If all the project objectives are achieved and the customer is agreeing on this particular achievement, then it is called as a project is successful. People often focus on factors like schedule, budget, and performance to determine if a project has succeeded. If the budget is crossed and if you are succeeding, it doesn't mean the project is succeeded. So it should be within the budget, within the schedule, and the performance should be proper for the people. So here are the different ways to define a successful project. When it provides all the planned content regardless of the schedule or budget. So project manager should ensure that the content is planned properly and provided properly, and irrespective of where scheduled budget, but it has to be planned and provided properly. When it meets the promised schedule and stays within the approved budget, then it becomes a successful project. So a successful project, again, no, it should be within the time period, within the schedule, and within the budget. When it meets the promised schedule, stays within the approved budget, and meets the quality standards, then it becomes a successful project. When it achieves all agreed project goals, including scope, schedule, budget, quality, and results, then it is a successful project. When the project's outcome significantly enhances the organization's value after completion and the reputation of the organization who is doing the project and the client is going to go up, then it becomes a successful project. So always when the project manager is doing this project, he has to ensure that the end result should result in reputation getting increased for the client as well as the organization who is doing the development. Let us see what is the pyramid representation of a success for a project. Here, if you see here, the project management is responsible for these items. Delivers as per scope, schedule, budget, and standards. Delivers as per schedule and budget. Delivers as per scope. Delivers on all agreed objectives. And which results in deliverable creates value addition. Then the product is successful. So let us see what exactly has been mentioned here. In this figure, the three layers from the bottom represent success due to sound project management, and the two layers in the top represents success which happens over a period of time. You will not be in a position to find out the respective success or failure of the project immediately, but from the bottom three, we can identify as soon as the project is completed. But for identifying these two items which are related to reputation of the entire thing, it takes time. Especially the incremental value to the business over a period of time. The the incremental value may be from the profit perspective or the customer satisfaction, the end customer satisfaction, or the increase in the number of footfalls for the specific project. So let us see what is a project failure and how exactly a project failure has to be handled. A project is seen as unsuccessful when it does not provide the required outcomes as expected. So if it is related to regulatory project, then if the regulatory requirements are not dealt with or you will not be in a position to give the regulatory outcomes, then it becomes a failure. Reasons for project failure: undefined business goals, where the business goals are not properly defined and communication is not happening properly. Lacking clear business goals hampers project purpose and effectiveness. Precious objectives are crucial to channel resources effectively and achieve project success. This is where the proper project charter and project scope is coming into picture and ensure that the entire project manager should ensure that these particular things are handled properly, communicated properly with the people. Impossible business case. When the business case is being defined, discussed, okay, should be understood properly by the project manager and see whether this particular thing is possible or not. If it is not feasible and if the project team accepts this particular thing and proceeds further, then it will become dissatisfaction for the particular project and for the client. Unrealistic tasks lead to project dissatisfaction. Project managers are responsible for delivering challenging tasks and failing to meet the organization's actual needs impact perception negatively and results in reputation loss for the client as well as for the organization. Wrong requirements. Inaccurate business requirements lead to client dissatisfaction. Thorough requirement analysis ensures deliverability and alignment with project goals. Here is where the business analysts come into picture and they have to ensure that the requirements are handled properly, has been noted properly, and these requirements will be in a position to feasible. So technical discussions also should happen in this particular place and ensure that requirements are handled and delivered properly to the clients. Governance issues. Absence of a project sponsor or effective governance leads to delays and obstacles. A committed project sponsor and governance bodies are essential for direction, regulation, progress assessment. So a project sponsor who understands the business and who understands what is the project is about, she is very much required for a business success, and the communication with the project sponsor for the project manager and ensures that both are in the same line. And understand the project sponsor understands the project manager and project manager understands the project sponsor is very much required for a proper project success. Poor implementation skills. Unskilled project managers struggle with project control, especially in complex scenarios. Inadequate training for complex projects often leads to failure. So what should happen is that the person who is going to be the project manager should understand technicalities, functionalities, and the industry. This is what is required for a project manager, plus the soft skills are required for the project manager to ensure that all the team is also progressing along with the project manager and along with the respective project. Environmental changes. Changing business needs due to external factors can render the project business case outdated, leading to scope changes or project cancellation. This particular thing should be handled by finding out what exactly is the industry about and is it going to be a constant change that is going to happen for the specific industry. Accordingly, the project methodology has to be decided. If it is going to be a constant change that is going to happen in the specific business in the industry, then agile methodology is much better than the normal waterfall methodology, because in the waterfall methodology, until the entire end project is delivered, client will not be in the position to understand what is happening, and when the entire product is getting delivered, it may be outdated. The business case may be outdated at a specific point of time. So in these cases, agile might be better in this case of project development. Team problems. Undefined roles, insufficient training, weak team members, and lack of expertise contribute to project failure. So there are cases and there are instances where because of the team is not properly coordinating, collaborating with each other, and they're not having skills, and there's attrition that is going to happen in this entire team members, and negativity amongst the team members, which will result in team people leaving, and then it will become project failure. Risk management. Neglecting potential problems lead to project failure. Integrating risk management into planning and all project phases helps address issues proactively. Here is the place where we have to see what is the threats and opportunities and opportunities will be an opportunities, positive risk, which will be an opportunity. And this particular thing here, we a project manager should find out whether these opportunities can be included in the project scope or at least as a change request to the client. Information management, poor documentation, version control create confusion, disrupt progress. It is not only related to documentation or the version control, but it is on the development of, suppose in case it is a software is getting developed, version control of the products also comes into picture, and this has to be handled properly. There are cases where because of the version is properly not controlled from the project, from the programming perspective, the entire project has failed. Poor leadership. Effective leadership from project managers and business management ensures understanding of exact requirements and project success. Again, the project manager should be so solid and should be having the solid and leadership skills so that the communication between the team as well as with the clients are happening properly and proper time is being maintained there. Inaccurate cost and schedule estimation. Underestimating costs lead to budget overruns and resource shortages, causing project delays. So cost and schedule should be estimated properly along with the team available for resource available in your hand. Human resources are available in the hand. Lack of communication. Effective communication among teams, stakeholders and external parties is crucial. So it has to be ensured that the teams are communicated, communication plan is being maintained properly, and records are on, it is all these things are properly recorded. Ignoring warning signs. Ignoring project warning signs leads to failure. Recognizing and addressing issues promptly can save the project from failure. So this may be human warning signs, or it may be a warning sign that is from the regulatory warning signs, or project warning signs that are coming to picture. This has to be constantly focused and immediately rectified by the project manager. Some more causes of project failure are stakeholder conflict and politics internal to the organization. So there are cases where from the client side, stakeholders are having a different conflict in their perspective, and politics internal to the organization due to which the entire project is getting into delay. So to avoid this particular, to mitigate this particular kind of thing, again, what is happening is from the project management is that from project manager should be communicating properly, ensure that the stakeholder conflicts are cleared from their perspective so that tomorrow the client is not saying that because of the improper project management, the entire thing has failed. Inadequate testing process and lack of user input. So testing cases and testing process, who are going to be the tester, has to be defined properly in the project scope and project by the testers, and ensure that the testing process are handled and the success or failure is getting properly signed off by the client. Competing priorities leading to lack of management commitment. So there are some cases where all the priorities are becoming high which results in people resources not getting allotted properly because everything is becoming high. So ensure this particular thing, priorities should be discussed with the client and their sign off is taken for a proper priority allotment. We have to find out why something is getting created as high, and we have to ensure that the priority is defined properly. Lack of prioritization and project portfolio management. So again, we had discussed what is the how we have to do a prioritization and how the project portfolio has to be maintained. So again, even a complex projects has to be portfolioed properly, and portfolio leaders has to be maintained properly. Communication should happen properly with all these portfolio leads. Bad decisions with unrealistic time frame and task. When giving a task and giving a time frame for each of the tasks, it should ensure that the time frame is realistic and that the resources who are working on this particular task are in a position to deliver at the specific time. Without a proper thing that is happening here, it will result in bad decision being taken and the project will go into failure. Insufficient resources, funding and personnel. It could be the insufficient resource maybe due to the budgetary constraints or attrition that is happening from the organization perspective. To mitigate this particular thing, you have to ensure that constant rolling of the people are happening and upgrade is happening for the people also, and budgets are getting handled properly from the starting to end. Lack of a solid project plan and change control process. Change management and the proper project charter, project scope is very important, and with including project plan is very important for a successful project. Lack of focus on the project's benefits. People should focus on what exactly is the project's objective, and it should be aligned with the organization's objective and ensure the project benefits are being aware, the team is aware of what are the benefits of the project. Now let us see how a project health checkup is going to happen. Projects don't always follow the plan. So to avoid this thing and keep aligning the project to the specific proper thing, always there should be health checkup that should be happening for the project. Otherwise, like what we are seeing in the picture, if you go to the right, it will become success. If you go to the left, it will become failure. Project manager should ensure that success is going to happen for the specific project. There may be delays, difficulties in achieving benefits, missing deadlines, increased costs, or the departure of important team members, all of which can threaten the project success. To ensure this particular thing, project manager should always constantly look at what is the health of the specific project, what are the risks that are going to come in the near future, whether the team is happy doing this particular project, and where there is cost is getting increased for the project, and are we missing any deadlines. So these are the things project manager should always have in his mind and ensure that, or whenever there is an issue, raise a red flag that there is some issue that is going on here. Sometimes these problems become too difficult to handle and make the project more complex. To avoid this particular thing, always project manager should ensure that red flag is getting raised. Project audit helps identify the problems, concerns, and challenges that arose during the project. So, proper discussion should be happening from the project audit team and the project manager to ensure that project audit team understands what is exactly problem that are happening in the project, and they can suggest what exactly needs to be done. It's like a project health check that lets the project team, sponsor, and team see what worked well and what needs improvement for a successful project completion. So project health should happen throughout the entire phases of the project, from project initiation to the end of the project, to ensure that the project is successful and the team is understanding what should be done. The purpose of a project health check is project health checks, though incurring time and conscious costs, are best used when necessary. So project health checks are repeatedly to be done from the project starting to end. They become particularly valuable when a project faces pressure to meet deadlines and deliverables. Suppose say there is a pressure that is happening, project health check is very much important in this particular place, in which case external audit team can be involved to identify what exactly needs to be done to ensure that the deadline and deliverables are met at a proper time. And this to ensure that external advisors can be involved in the entire project so that they can come and advise whenever is required. In such situations, a project health check can offer several benefits, including providing a comprehensive overview of the project's progress. So this ensures that the project audit team is having an overview of the project, where exactly it reaches, where exactly we are failing, where exactly we are doing well. Validating how various stakeholders perceive the project success. So, perceivement of each stakeholder is important for a project success. The project audit team will be in a position to find out this particular thing and discuss with each of the people, having an interview with the respective stakeholders and come back with whether the project success or failure. Offering an in-depth understanding of crucial project areas for successful delivery. So, project audit team can understand, have an in-depth knowledge and have an in-depth deep dive into the project and find out where we are doing a successful and whether the project is going to reach success or failure. Identifying priority areas for focus based on the business needs. So they will be in a position to identify which are the priority, which are high priority, which are low priority, and again make the refocus on the specific high priority items for the business from the business perspective. Evaluating how risk exposure is being managed. So project team, audit team will be evaluating the risk exposure and go through the risk management plans and check out whether it is properly, risk management plan is proper. Evaluating how risk exposure is being managed, ensuring adherence to good project practices and governance. So they will ensure good governance of and good project practices are handled in the specific project, and adherence certificate will be given by the project audit team. Reviewing feedback from project team members and key client personnel. So project audit team will ensure they'll have a review from each of the project team members and find out what exactly is leadership qualities that are missing from the project manager and discuss with the client personnel to ensure that what exactly is the communication that is coming from the project manager is proper and they understand what exactly is happening in the project. Enabling corrective actions to bring the project back on track. So this will project audit team ensures that corrective actions are being done and the project is back on track. Formulating a practical and detailed action plan through adjustments to the current project plan. So project plan will be reviewed and wherever it is required, it will be modified and it will be they will ensure that it is practical and detailed and time bound. So the adjustments are being done in the current project plan and communicated to the client also. Making informed and improved decisions regarding project continuation. So there could be possibilities that the project continuation may be a risky factor. So project audit team will ensure to discuss with the client and see whether the project can be continued or not. If everything is failing and the project audit team sees that the project is going to cannot continue with the current thing, they will take an important improved and informed decision with the discussion with the client. Facilitating increased collaboration across different functional and business boundaries. So collaboration across all the functional and business boundaries, they will ensure that they are facilitating with all the people, stakeholders, and try to find out how the collaboration can be increased across all the boundaries. So let us see how the project health checks and audits involving the following. Thoroughly reviewing the project documents, such as how they do the audit is what we are going to see now. Thoroughly reviewing project documents such as business requirements, project scope, plans, risk assessment and change requests. All these things will be verified by the audit team to ensure that all the documents are proper and review and project scope, it is along with the project scope or project charter that has been defined in the project initiation plan. Meeting with all project team members individually and as a group, as well as engaging with the project sponsor, end users, stakeholders, management, vendors, and other parties affected by the project. So they'll have a detailed information meeting with all the people as a separate individually and separately for each of the people and ensure that they are discussed and they are heard on what exactly is happening. Evaluating all processes, tools, and the documentation used in the project. Different tools and methods are available to help project teams assess the health of their project. There are multiple tools which will be used by the audit team to ensure that the entire thing is to check out health checkup is happening properly. These tools aim to gauge the efficiency of current project governance and highlight areas within the project management process that need attention. So they'll be in the position to understand and identify the areas where attention is required, specific attention is required, and accordingly they will change the project plan properly. An open and cooperative approach is crucial to generate a useful and effective health check report. At the end of the inter audit team, they will be having health check report which will note down, which will highlight the attention seeking areas and which are things which are going good, which are things that are going bad, and which requests immediate attention so that the project can be brought on track. So as a summary, let us see, risk management is a critical aspect of achieving project success because risks can appear in different ways and leads to losses. And some of the cases, it will result in the project getting closed also if that risk management is not happening properly. The project manager's role includes spotting, comprehending and handling risks. So he should be in a position to understand what is the risk and proactively think of what is going to be the risk that is going to come in the near future. The risk may be regulatory in nature, opportunity or a threat, but project manager should be in a position to understand the differences between all these particular items and make it again proper. This risk can be either positive or negative and proper communication regarding them is essential. The ultimate project success is achieved by accomplishing all the project goals. Unless the project goals are achieved, you will not be in a project, cannot become a success. When a project fails, it means it did not meet the necessary requirements. There are numerous factors can contribute to these failures, maybe external, maybe internal. Warning signals indicator project failure should be taken seriously and not ignored. utilizing tools and techniques can aid in averting such failures. So we have to ensure the project manager should ensure that the proper tools and techniques are being utilized and failures are not happening. Conducting project health checks or audits helps to pinpoint areas that need enhancement in the project management process. By using tools and techniques, the effectiveness of project management can be assessed and areas requiring focus can be identified. So, project manager should ensure that the proper tools are utilized to have a proper conduct of project health checks and communication happens properly with the audit team so that the audit team can identify which are the priorities and which are the places where the project is failing. Thank you.